Bischofs? Only by Simon Reitz Tzadik Beis, Sugyon Mincha on Shabbos. The Ramah starts off, he starts saying, Ashrei Uvolatiyin, Benis Tfilus Yilicha. So, Lin Ashrei, we say, three times a day. The more brachas brings down, Zech Kram Habo.
Very choshev, especially the Indian of
Zech and Sidecha, Umas Biela, Al Kayirot, so.
Now,
if a person comes
late to shul, person
on and off. And if a person comes late to shul and he wants to, what to do about Ashrei, she said it afterwards. So it's the Zaloch and Simon Kuv Ches, which we bring from our Rav Moshe in the Zohar about how to go say it. It says you should not say it as a chiyuv, only curve by Torah. And Rav Shulchan even says not to say it at all. So say, why did she come on time? Say, Asher, you come late. She said after the Mincha or not. Shalom Lechorinim. Why they point out, the same Mishnah Berurah, if you come late, you have a choice to say Asher or Shemeshe B'tzibur. Avad Shemeshe B'tzibur is the Ikech here. That overrides the Sugya of Asher. Basically, the Muslims don't come late. The Chashivas of Asher is Yizrech to Erlem Habo. You don't want to lose that. That's close over here. Now, the way Hanukkah's supposed to say Ashrei, whether during the week or on Shabbos, negate over here, the Olam Dab is Milchah sometimes. The Rabbam and Hilchah's Tefilo brings down Kuru Hu Va'am Miyushu. You're saying that the idea of Ashrei sitting down. So the question is, does it mean that the Pashas or not? The Chayim and the Sefer Urch Sayyoshi that he himself wrote, appeal the Rabbam, you say Ashrei sitting. Put down the Siddur from the Yajvith, the Cham Tzvi, the Maisi, he sat. The Rabbi Tzifarim has a Shubba, the Chelches. And Chaim again in the Sefer Urch Sayyoshi tells the person how to go daven. He says, you say the Ashrei, sitting down. Now, I know the newest from do bring down this is the Kerchen Hovo, Shai Tabliski, Tzvila Kelchusov, Piske Chubas, Agam. Pukhazi, Mind Amid Dabar. The Moinam is not redacted to sit by Ashrei, being down from Iron Baby Steinman of the Ashrei. But as far as I see among the Sorm, come out before Shri Rambam, the correct way of saying Ashrei is to sit. Then get up afterwards. Now, after Asher, we say Uvulatzir, the Shavu says why. Then we say the case of Vadis Filosi. So, more brings down the Shem, the Torah from the Medrash. The reason why I say Vadis Filosi is because they're going and they're pagan, they drink, they marry, the Pechazim, Asher and Kikaiso, the Oethel Vashasim, they come all the way down to Kosh Baruch. So, we have into the same Vadis Filosi. Now, the person can go down, the Chuas, none of Dini Kriyas HaTorah. So didn't stam negate Shabbos that even though Oichel Mishmeisim, at the end of the day, still we're down to Kosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the question is what to do when we don't have a Sefer Torah. So again, the Mogavon, Christ brings down not to go say it. The nice Dominic in Mishmur says the Eliyahu Pirugon sentence and Kriyas Torah. Therefore, still doesn't go say it. So one not communicates that when a person is a Yochid, they have no Sefer Torah to say it. A second half, you know, the person can be down, the Shibur, the Shari Chuba. Also, the Dan Bechidus, you should go say it also. A third half, you know, says the Kerbs Alochas, let's say come late to Shul, and you will Kirsa Toyo, after Kirsa Toyo, still to go say it. That means the three half communities want to go say it, whether it is no same Toyo, or the Yochid, you come late, the Maishi still say this Pasuk, this Intelum, Impek, Samachas. The Pesach Yeshua does speak out, when is the correct man to go say it? He speaks out how it's kosher, the end of the Pasuk. It's in the Vichot, more Rachma, Verotzoin, gets above the Inyonim Api Zoyar. He says the correct man is after the Psychot of Orna Kodesh. Maestro Oedim does not do it that way. Pasha the Sugi is not negated to Kriyas HaTorah. And he himself points out the Minigas seems to be not that way, but he wants a time to wait after we open up the Orna Kodesh. Maestro, that's not the Minig. Mechaba after being down, the Rostov is the first one to say it. After the Mechaba is a Mamshech with the idea of Kriyas HaTorah. Take us here. Now, the Makor for this Indian is a Gemara about Kamad that Pebeis that the Ezra's in the second 10 Tekonis. Four of the Tekonis was on Shabbos. The first Tekonis is Koran B'Mincha B'Shabbos. The second one again to Shabbos is the fourth Tekonis of washing clothing on Thursday that we discussed in the Rishon Beis Barichas. The fifth Tekonis is eating Shum on Erev Shabbos or Shabbos that we discussed Barichas in the Rishon Beis. And the fourth Tekonah on Shabbos is the idea of baking chalos Erev Shabbos. Shalom, what exactly means. Myself, so three of the Tekonahs already spoke out, Bariches. now discussing again the first tikkun of korban b'mincha b'shabbos. Now, the reason why to lay b'mincha b'shabbos, I would just lay in the morning of Shachris, or we also lay by Monday and Thursday. The Gemara is very clear, because b'shum yeser kornes. The Gemara said, because those who sit in the corner, therefore we have kriya by mincha. Therefore, says Rashi, explains Rashi, brought time of the Sharetzin, the Kuf Lam Lehi, since you may hold that those who are Isik in Schairo, therefore they did not do the kriya on Monday or Thursday, on Shabbos, and not Isik in Schairo, because Shabbos, therefore were the Mesakim, the Kona Kriya the Torah by Mincha B'Shabbos, for those who missed out on Monday and Thursday. That means the Ikkis Man is really Monday and Thursday, and comes along with the idea on Mincha B'Shabbos, Kain idea of being a Tikkun, for those who missed out Monday and Thursday. Building upon that, says our Mogar Vom, we see it's not as much as the Chiv as Monday and Thursday. The Ikkis is Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. Mashenkin, Mincha and Shabbos, it's not a Chiv that much. Therefore, it speaks to the Mogar Vom, Kukum Gimel, calling Ram of Lim. Let's say a person has a Sefer Torah that has a mistake inside of it. So loch is, in general, we switch Sefer Torahs. Negev ha-mincha b'shabbos, it words out, de'ina cheva ayem kokach, therefore, it's only as Yeshua Kronius, therefore do not switch the Sefer Torah. You have a mistake, you leave the Sefer Torah and you still use it. Tzad ha-sheni, the Shachuba us, being done with Kashtu, disagrees. Then they ask him a sake, you switch Sefer Torahs. We see it's less of a dark over here. Could be maybe an other last Camino. Person has a choice of doing Kriyas HaTorah before Shkia, or Mincha before Shkia, or whatever, before night time, each one after whatever that night time is. Speaks up from Zalman, Kerem Tzalachas, where the Pesach Chu is Davening Mincha is a Chiyav Gomer. The idea of the Kriya, especially the Kriya Metziva, is not really Chiyav put upon you, and the Chiyav Kokach. Therefore, the idea of Davening Shmuel Esrei is more important than Kriyas HaTorah. You have choice one over the other. The idea of Shmuel Esrei, Metziva, overrides the idea of Kriyas HaTorah. Now, when a person takes out the Sefer Torah, he says, "V'hibetz ha'aron, v'yehav Moshe." Then afterwards, you say, "Brich Shemei." Now, this idea of Brich Shemei, says that Shai Shuvah, v'yehav Tzavkot and Aleph, when does main zman to say Brich Shemei? The words are, the ikkis man is by Mincha on Shabbos. That's the main time. He says also, those who say on Shachs on Shabbos, those who say, "V'yemechol, lo yipsit." Bir Adover. Zalocha in Rish. Pay base. Over there is discussing saying Birch Shemei on Shabbos in the morning. The Chanova Vucha to say it on Shabbos, even be Mechel. Over there, coming the Chanim and Reish Pei Beis and Kuf Lama Dalid, if there's an Inyan also say during the week, that means the Bnei Shvad did not say during the week, there's a Ben Shchai, there's a Kavachai, Yab Ya'im, Yab Yosef, they do not say be Mechel at all. Atzad HaShevi, the Mishagrua, and Reish Pei Beis and Kuf Lama Dalid, and Rav Yom says the Maaseh Minig is Im Bi Mechel. Im Bi Mechel. Shara Fayim, the Maaseh, they do say it. So first, the Shiloh to say it, Di Mechel, the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Maaseh do, and even on Shabbos, the Shara Tshuva says it Iker by Mincha on Shabbos. It's a very important thing to go say, Api Kabbalah, Api in Yonim. Sometimes people by Mincha on Shabbos, they're not really, they come in, whenever they come in, each one on their own. So the Maaseh, if you realize you're missing out, besides the Ashrei of it's not said afterwards. You also can miss out the Birch Shemei over here. You will try to get to Kriyas HaTorah. I'm talking about Kriyas HaTorah. You're missing out very important Yom over here. You still see Birch Shemei over here. Mishua says, let's say a person. So, my sense, say by Shachos, we say it even on, during the week, and on Shabbos, the also certainly we say it. Now, the correct time to go say Birch Shemei, Mavucha among the Hogis and Chai Yisrael, to say it when you open up the Aura before you take out the Sefer Torah, or do you take out the Sefer Torah and then say Birch Shemei? So another question: how to understand the Zohar? Shmuel can't understand the Zohar. The big mavucha, what's pshat in the Zohar over here? But Moshe has a true and Achaim Chel Dalit. He says a simple reading of the Zohar is you first take out the same Torah, and the Moshe the Vein Medaktik take out the same Torah, then hold it, and then say Birch Shemay. Other places are Vein Medaktik to leave it in and say Birch Shemay with the same Torah inside, not take out the same Torah. The different makaris, Mishvua sounds like a little bit steel. What exactly they'll do? Again, the Moshe comes from the Matar Ephraim, the Shai Ephraim says, you take it out. That's Moshe's Vein Medaktik, they tell you to go do that. What? He said maybe the Pshat in the Zohar. He's not sure the Pshat in the Zohar. He himself goes back to ways in the Zohar.
So the third, take it out while you're
saying
Birch
Shemay. No one says take it out while you're
saying Birch Shemay.
I did not see anyone say either you leave it in or you take it out and they say, no one, I see why you say Birch Shemay, you take it out. The Kavach Haim says, no, the Chaim of Maaseh, the Chaim of Pelagi, the Orchid Shulchan, say you leave it in. Maaseh, you leave it in. The whole time they say Birch Shemay. Now, the Piskei Teshuvah says the Minig HaOlam is to leave it in and to go say it. As far as I see, that's not the Minig HaOlam, but again, it depends on what Olam you live in. Everyone has a different Olam, each one has their own over here. As everyone tells me, you know, the Minig of Noshim, I learned the Minig of Noshim is their mother, wife, and sister. That's all they know. That's all the Noshim they know. That's Minig of Noshim. So no, there are more Noshim out there than the mother, wife, and sister. Also, the Gate to Base Medrashes is more than the world that you live in. And Minig of Olam seems to be not in our Pasha, each one after their own. Now, Maisa Mishimur does speak out, but let's say sometimes, I don't know how they say it so quickly. I've challenged people to say that quickly, I'm not sure how they say it so quickly. So Avada says, Paiskim Maisa, they say Shema Yisrael, you stop saying Shema Yisrael with them. Mishimur says you can say it until they open up the same Torah. Until they bring it to the beam and open up, Allah, yeah, say it. The question is, when's the correct man, the best man? The best man is either in or holding it, and then that's the best man. However, when they say Shema, you answer with them, and then you finish off whatever you missed out. Now, I have seen people who do not say it. And I was a buffer, I think, I said, Schwarzman, why is that so? Why people don't say it? He said, because it seems to be a mavucha of the, in the Birch Shema, it says, V'loi al-par le'ekim simchinam. So it's called Bar Lehim Samchina. Not Samech on Bar Lehim. Bar Lehim, Taichwajar, not Samech on the Son of God. Now, what? So the simple reading sounds like, not Samech on Yoshko, but he's out there. Not Samech on Samech on Shabarach, but Bar Lehim. Right? That's Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Everyone knows that. Means Din Mizrach and the Shri over here. So my sister said, maybe that's the reason. And the others of Avuch, why we exactly say it? Because Oyem discusses it. Why are you exactly saying it? My sister, Taichwajar, the Oyem says over, is Malachim. Except maybe today's an angel misunderstood what it means over here. The Maisa does say it. And does say your Shemayin that you say those words. Bar Lehim Samchilam, Loi Bar Lehim Samchilam. Only Kosh Baruch Hu will send upon. Sipes is the Kamal the Mechab Big Down, the same they didn't of Tzikoscho. Now, Negev to Tzikoscho, there are two ways how to go say it. The choice is very clear. Either you say the order of the psukim, that's antelim, or say the other way around. Again, different siddurim have it different ways. Depends on Ashkenaz, what's fatal here. Now, the question is why are we saying tzikoska for? So, Mishabur brings down a couple of reasons. One of brings down, the only mic's turning over, because during this man over here, Yosef, Atzadik, Moshe, Benu, Dovah Mouth passed away. Therefore, we say tzikoska. Mishabur's Mamshikhan says that those who disagree and say Moshe, Benu passed away on Erev Shabbos. However, it's only Nignat on Shabbos, and therefore Al Tzugim Eish Rotsim. He says another reason, because he'll have to din the Rishon Lechoyz it to Ganim. Different reason why we say it's Kotzko. Now the call is, we do not say it's Kotzko when a person will not say Tachlun. That means very simple, Rosh Chodesh won't say Tachlun, he won't say it's Kotzko. Every Rosh Chodesh won't say Tachlun, he won't say it's Kotzko. Chanukah Kedoymo. Why is it that Chodesh? Not after that day. Let's say it's a personal thing. A person will not say Tachlun. Let's say it's a chosin, he won't say tachlun. He won't say it's a kosko. Let's say it's a day of a bris milo. So what is the day of the bris milo by mincha? What does the mile and the sandik do? They don't say tachlun. Therefore, they personally would not say it's a kosko. Again, the tzibu would say it's a kosko. That means the same kal as tachlun over here.
Chosin during Shabbat Brachos. Pat to everybody.
Yeah, same halacha. You will pat to everybody. Correct. Well, the piskei teshuvah brings down over here. Pass to everyone. Now, build upon this in over here, that we have the idea that people passed away. Again, Yosef, Atzadik, Moshe, Ben Yodava, Malach, come on the save of Manik, and bring them from Ben Yostar, Shalom, Agoyin. Therefore, as come Moshe, Benu, Rav will not be Yosef Petoro. Because Aloha is in the Yerdeo, when a Chochum or Nasi passes away, we close off the base Medrash. Therefore, the Roshanah being down, this Indian not be Kreya Medrash over here. And therefore, we have the Indian not to learn. Now, the question, what does that mean? How to apply practically? And some odd reason that people do learn. So first of all, you have to realize the Mishmur is very clear to Kodachas from the Rishonim, Einai Isser, and Lilith is Kodach Ba'alma. Number one, he says it's not an Isser. You are allowed to learn. It's not an Isser over here. Number two, the gather of what I'm not going to learn in your day comes out by Nasi or a Chochum Meis is Naklun in the Chaburo, Naklun Barabin, but the words of Magarum brought out by the Mishaburo is Shnaim Shnaim Lundin Botayim. Klum Chavusa in your own house, as long as it's not a Chaburo, or Barabim, sound like there is no problem, even in this Chumash Shavoy. Boy, a third point, coming to the Mishmur and brings down the Maisa of Barabim, Prague itself was Dorish Barabim in this time over here. He said, the reason is, Because at this time, we're speaking a sikha b'taylo. Vadatav yeshiv, a person be here at Rosh not to do things that are chura problem to do on Shabbos. Nivul lechalti zaka brings down that they're ready to minik imaz manazeh, that a lot of people give drushes over here. His words are, put chazi, minik shal tzadikim, chazidim, are replaining that all these rabbis give tishim, they give drushes over here, and they can say that the tishim are drushes. So I want to answer, because the tishim was b'ikim mitzah musr. Even out mitzah musr, because that's the retarish shemai. My said, of course, not worth the morale, who is there to also give drushes over here. Number one, it's not an iser. Number two, the even on the tzal chumro, my said, you can learn. And therefore, you'll see a lot of times in shul, after mincha, usually if you daven say out beforehand, people sit down for 10-20 minutes to eat lomah shnayis, or they finish even the shnayim mekavach targum. They want to finish on Shabbos. There's no problem. Even in the chumash shivoy, sit down do shnayim mekavach targum. Finish on Shabbos shivoy. Void. The ma'aseh give droshes. The ma'aseh mishum himself. In the night, not hold back from going to go do it. Now, building upon this Indian, again, as the people passed away, we have two things over here. Number one, saying tzikoscho, and number two, not bikavei medrash. There seems to be a hoge althea not saying good Shabbos. Now, this might be a not tikvei medrash, the words of Mishavua, some of Hashreicho. That's why passed away. There's a minig over here not to say good Shabbos. Now, the question is, where's the record for this minig not to say after mincho, before my good Shabbos? So they brought down that the Chaim the Isra was questioned, the Avsicha, that says his father's title is knowing not to go say it. It's out of this reason. Because the Indian of Sacred Shabbos, what does an oval do? An oval does not greet people. Shayla Shalom is a problem. Just like I'll say Indian of a Nasi or a Chacham Mace, we're not Kvei Medrash. We go greet a person, we're definitely get a Vavelis over here. David Bechaim himself was not Sacred Shabbos. Let's say someone greets you, what does an oval do back? He's Manei Avroisha, same thing over here. He answers back, put his head down over here, he shakes his head a little bit. That's the correct thing what to go do. Asad Hashani, they point out where exactly is the minhag brought down by the Shainim, by the Paiskim. We have the Hoggis of the Mechaber, there are more over here, but where the rules are in brought down by the Paiskim this concept. And therefore, the words are Vosna that Shulich El Gud, Ein Ze Minim Kubal, the Savior Kudra Shabbos says that so, the Yashim say it, good Shabbos, Zil Obas, good Shabbos, Time Fish, good Shabbos, and the Isha Stomach says no Makar for this in him. No Makar. Maisa, even Ishma Shabbos is not the Makar, Maisa, he says, try to defend him, not go do it. So are those. The Maestro of not saying good Shabbos seems to be becoming more of a fad that way over here. Maestro, this Indian of not saying good Shabbos, I see people, what they do, they won't say good Shabbos, they say a Gutin. I don't know, and I don't see any chilek where they say a Gutin or good Shabbos. Maestro, he speaks out the Pesach Shuvah this for Shabbos, the idea is greeting a person. The idea is not greeting them without Shabbos. Either you take on the minig or you don't. My question is, when take on the minig? I mean, there is a time for the asking, he says, take off the minchak tano, when I won't say bring down the minchak dailo. Hashas, read the Mishnah over here, the record of the time Moshe Gresh was of it. The words of Mishnah is, when not be Kfer Medrash. The words are, Kuhu Shamal Chashaycha. The Chor, again, should be over here, like Shamal Chashaycha. Those are words of Pesach Shuvah. That's a problem for your Machmer, if you want to be Machmer. Again, is there, meaning that way, it was a record for that, Yishlot, but on its time to be Machmer, the Chor is only from, when you dive in Mincha Light, from that time onwards. There was a sign that during the summer, people say, Pirkei Avos, and during the winter, people say Shira Malas. Now, I see, Marshall, Rav Ruben Shul, or Chashabbos, when they say Pirkei Avos, that's time to go leave, to be the Rosh. So I went up to Rav Ruben and I asked him, and I said, you have to say Pirkei Avos in the Tzibur. That's just 150 people down in the Shul. Like, 80 guys try to beat the small doors over there and try to go leave. So he told me, he does not know if you have to say with the Tzibur or not. He said, certainly the Bezoin, when you see the Moinam, the Tzibur, Pirkei running and leaving Shul over there, he says, at least learn something else. Cynthia space out. A person in the Tzibur, to the vase of the Oil doing over there, they say the Vada should not go do. So they have to say it or not, don't know. But Vada to leave when the Oil is saying, the Vada of the Zoyn and be person in the Tzibur. Similarly, it's on the Gimel, a Deb saying, Marian plus a Shabbos. So Machabbos starts off with the Sukkah of being Moise Mechala Kodesh. And they always said, not only that, he should also be Ma'archen Tfilis Arvis. I mean, he said, set 2 points. It's not the Sugar of being Moshe Mechol HaKodesh, therefore, Davin Ma'arv later. That means, even though a person can Davin Ma'arv Bizman, without a selfish boy, a person Davin Ma'arv even later. And the Gaita being Tosef Shabbos, is two Zman. There's Erev Shabbos and there's Moshe Shabbos. How much time is Tosef Shabbos? So, when you learn the Sugar of Erev Shabbos, there's a Mishmur, they discuss it. He said the Shia is not a kol shu, it's more than that. if it's 2 minutes, it can be up to 12 minutes. Question what this man is. We spoke about different form, different numbers. But Moshe Tshuva sounds like he's after 2 minutes. Others say four, or five, six, different numbers. Question again to Moshe Shabbos, is it the same thing or not? So Pashtus, the form being done is not the same thing. One raya, the Moshe says, you should say by Richos, Rachum. Right, what are they doing that for? Okay, well, ends off to say, Rachum, Baruchu, Barichos, Noyam, Te'ilhichi, Bechala, Kodesh. Now, how talented you are, usually, Rachum, usually, 10 seconds. If people are not sure what you're doing it for, nice and for sure, I'm over here. It's not 2 minutes, it's not 5 minutes, it's not 12 minutes over here. They're saying it a small, short amount of time. Now, there are those who say, Rachum, before this man, and then to this man, they say, Baruchu. That's not the point of Yom Ha'i. Stop saying, Rachum, at this man. You know this man, yours man is. Stop saying it then. So it comes out with the simple meaning that more this man is a culture. Not more than that. Again, till Baruch Hu. How long is that? Okay, Baruch Hu, how long is that? What is that? Baruch Hu, Riches Noyam, till Hoyt Mechala Kosh. How long is that? 10 seconds, 20 seconds. And your shul, how long is it? Your shul, you got it. I know someone. Not someone, the shul. How long is a shul? Not a person. How long is a shul? But the Maaseh is, before Shira Magar Rom in Simu Kuf Beiches, he writes the idea of Tosef Shabbos in different Erev Shabbos versus Mosh Shabbos. He writes, Mosh Shabbos is man is Saki B'Kol Shiru. He says, like it says, it writes Sadi Gimel. I always mean like he said, Reitz Tzadik Yehol. Maybe it means I'm over here. The Tzadik Yehol Shu. Hashem, Er Shabbos, he had more of his man over here. Besson, the Shavuot, he has to call, hey, bring down the Dek Movavo. Look up the Dek Movavo inside. It sounds like Tzadik Er Shabbos and Mosh Shabbos, his man Kol Shu. This is the Shavuot, Tafresh Chav Dalet. He writes to get the Motzi of Kippur in Shilai Sofo. I mean, the Agam Shavuot said that Er Shabbos is his man. They get the Motzi Shabbos and Shilai Kol Shu. Mashu. Now, in this Indian of being Davin Bizman, some people keep Rebbeinu Tam. Again, Moshe says that's correct. However, go keep Rebbeinu Tam. The question is, negate to Mairiv. That means, Mishabu is saying, Mechaber is saying, Mairiv should be after this man. If you're a person, a lot of places have usually 3 minyanim. It's been at this man, it's been 20 minutes before Rebbeinu Tam to end Rebbeinu Tam, and those who are Machma, the Yechidim who daven Rebbeinu Tam. This ending of davening 20 minutes before Rebbeinu Tam to finish Rebbeinu Tam, where exactly are they coming from? The question is, what is the correct thing to go do? Let's say you are machmer for Rebbeinu Tam. You only make Avdol by Rebbeinu Tam. Should a person daven Maariv at Rebbeinu Tam? Or daven Maariv beforehand? It's coming with Shimon and says, what is the reason why a person should daven Maariv later after the service with Chol HaKadosh? Says the Mishmur, it's a Kohen Ches, because you might come to go do Melacho. If you daven, you might come to go do Melacho. So if that's so, you say Baruch Hu, the Shabbos ends over here. So it sounds like, says Divya Yatsiv, Chaim says, if so, he'd be machmer for Rebbeinu Tam, should also daven Maariv after Rebbeinu Tam. Before, the reason why the Olim is not, says the Piskei Tshuva, it really depends where the Olim being machmer for Rebbeinu Tam. Olim coming because you really hold that way, Medinoi, the Cholim Yonim, let's say you pass Kalach Lamaiso, even the Gaet will say it's same, even in the case of your abundance, you hold that way, even Rebbeinu Tam, same 2 minutes. Echlami, the whole idea of here, why do you have the Maariv after Halitzi Bechol HaKadosh, says the Mishigur Mitzad, he said, of Kon Ches, Al Tzachshash Melochol, Shemach Memarif. He said, the Peskei Tshuvas, most of us are doing Mitzad Chumash Shavoy, Mitzad Niyas Toiv, and especially those who are not Machmah for the Rabbanans. So this is a whole case of Tzachshash over here. It's not worse, the Chol HaPos on the Rabbanan, even better than Rabbanan. It's only a mile over here. Then he said, the Peskei Tshuvas, that's why newest people David 20 minutes before this man, to end by this man. One, because we don't have the Chumrah of the Mishmur anymore. One, it's not Shabbos, it's Rebbeinu Tam. It's not Maariv, it's really nighttime over here. That's what happened during the week over here. It should be no different than the case of during the week. You don't have to take on the Chumrah, but it's only Chshash of Amalacho, where it's only in Baal over here. Sipe is discussing the Sugya of Zman and when much Shabbos is. Now, we already saw this by Riches and Reish Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph. We spoke about the Bealocho and the Gate of Minchas Koyin. If the Ikur is the Kerchov, the Kizman over here, don't want to go through it again. We already discussed it then. Sif Gimel is the idea of diving Maariv from Plagin onwards. And the word for the Mechaba is when a person is an Oinus, a case of a Dvar Mitzvah, the person can daven Maariv from much of Shabbat from Plagin onwards and be Mabdal even from Plag. lot, except not to make a bracha on the ner. Now, the first thing he'll do that is come with the Mishigrua, put the Ravon on the back of the Marshal, Avadim to Nabdul and Maisa Altavit to Mulurabim. And also, second reason, the Gurim Mulach over here. He said, a third reason, the Gurim to us, well, Maisa, first of all, we don't do things Altavit to Mulurabim. Now, what does he get of the Altavit to Mulurabim? For example, the Debatina has a Shuvah discussing the person, can you go to a car on Shabbos and take out packages? Left something inside the car. Let's say you open up the door of the car and the lights will not go on. No malach will happen. And it's in the street with the Erev. Can you open up the car door? You see, the person sees you go do that. Shabbos, how can you go do that? Now think about it for a second. I don't mean on Shabbos. What exactly is it? It's opening up a car door. Most of it is the cliche mach to listen. Okay, it's going to be driven in over here. So it's a klishim lakalisr. Open the car door. Okay, so open the car door. It's a klishim lakalisr. So this is a klishim lakalisr. Says the Paiskir. Moshe wants to make this kliheter. Most Paiskir says klishim lakalisr. The loch is a kufoy makadu lamashi's motor. So why can you open the door? I close the door, you want me to mach, but close with your body. No problem. Maisa, even that, can say maybe start with karma, usually these people to walk by over here. So said that, but seeing you're allowed to technically open the door. He said, however, if it's walking rabbin, double to mull rabbin. Prince sees on Shabbos, double to mull rabbin. The big child, what the ghetto over here is, but that's his example over here. Maisa is brought down the Yodea, in the Kholi of Sak, in Yodea, Grisha, and Beis, and Sefiot. The place coming down with the other loch is, he's not doing double to mull rabbin. He doesn't think double to mull rabbin. What the ghetto is, Yishlon. But this means a person should not and cannot daven mincha make a double plugging onwards over here. So again, come down number one, daven to Rabbim. The second reason, usually a person who does Abdullah who makes Mariv, a person thinks Shabbos ends. Nice in this case, everyone agrees Shabbos did not end. They make a Abdullah. Shabbos did lead to Malach over here. A third reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, is usually people during the week over here that daven mincha after plug. Daven Mariv after plug, it's hard to sastri. That means again, those who want to make early Shabbos, Kevin Lumishibuan, he has a Limit Shabbos is different, Derech Chaim, and others, why Erev Shabbos is different. When they get to Moshe Shabbos, notice the seventh Kedusha of Yimei Chol over here, then they come up with a third reason, those who have Mincha after plague, they have a Bayah of Tati Sashi, they have a Bayah after plague. So three reasons not to. But the mice they get to us, that's close enough Kamina, those who are Machber, to keep your brain on top. Could they hear of Dol of people who do not keep your brain on top? I mean, newest people, especially away for Shabbos, then Machber Beratam. For example, my son-in-law comes to me for Shabbos, this past Shabbos, he's Machber Beratam, and I learned over the years not to, for years I'm Machber Beratam, and I stopped doing it. I stopped doing it because I still turn my house into Bazaar, that my wife and kids, they were doing Malacha, everything we done until it all happened over here. So a couple of years ago, I stopped keeping Beratam, I felt it was more cover Shabbos over here. So now my son-in-law past Shabbos is there, him and his wife, and Machber Beratam, can they hear Abdullah when I make Abdullah right away? And after Abdullah then chops in, and take the showers, and then to the Kalim, or go to the whatever machines they're running to. But each one can go do whatever they're doing. So the question here is, can I make Abdullah, and my son-in-law, he keeps me very time. So they point out, clear, this halacha is, you let me make Abdullah for plaque. So Vada Abdullah is not worse than the case of plaque. Your case of Yomar. So number one, Lechura, the three problems Mishigua says, number one, Tumul Rabim, I don't not think he's Tumul Rabim. If I make a bell to Rabbim, about that. Number two is a chashash that might need a case of a mlocha or chum over here. So again, I think most people, especially my son-in-law, is keeping my time, only talk chum shaboy. That means a mokam asarich, let's say a flight, let's say it's a negated sign on the rabbon, it might be my call. So negate a chashash mlocha, I don't think he'll take out the chum mitzvah, chashash mlocha. We sound the ending over here of Tati Sashi, it's not Tati Sashi, during the week he'll also hold down with Mariv after this man, after 40 minutes. So I think all three reasons the mice did not fly. Maestri can hear Abdullah. Now he hears Abdullah. Now the question of the Khura, I think we ask him here, what's the nafkamina hearing Abdullah? Khura, besides being Yerit Abdullah, can a person eat? That means, let's say they hear Abdullah at 40, now my daughter wants to eat. Does she have to wait to 72? So we get to look at Reitz Hadik Tess involved. What is the issue of eating after Shabbos before Abdullah? Is it a din in Shabbos? Or is it din in Abdullah? So it's very clear in the Ramah, it's a din in Abdullah. Therefore, it comes out that the Chayim, the Sforim being down, the Shavuah being up, the Pirim Rodin. First is, here's Abdullah, even plugging onwards. Or even the case over here from earlier Zman, from the earlier night time, Avad the Kinin afterwards. That means what's the nafkamina? You know, by what my daughter wants to have a coffee, my son-in-law wants to have a coffee, no problem. They're allowed to eat. That's not what they're allowed to eat. Second question is, what about the gate of the sugya of the ner? So come on, Muhammad says you make a plug on which does not make a bracha on the ner. What's the correct thing? When you make the zman, you should light the ner and make a bracha on it. The question over here is the gate of people who hold the main tam and therefore lighting the ner, what exactly is the issue of having a ner? I mean, to get the sugya of the geta, neir and Shabbos, and wait till the ches of hay. The law is when a goy lights a neir and Shabbos, you cannot make the broch of adol upon the neir, because it's called a neir shloi shavas. That means the law of adol and neir has to be a neir shavas. A neir shloi shavas, you cannot make a broch upon it. L'chua, the geta, the law of neir shloi shavas is only dindu avol. Not dindu reiso, even the law of adol yish lov, and l'chua, the rabbanik be the reiso. Neir shloi shavas is only dindu avol. If people are only makpa for their ices and not for their abundance, if, again, some people are makpa even their abundance. My son was makpa even their abundance. But those who are makpa only for their ices and not their abundance, the choy could be kind of the mitzvah and there, even by their early abdol. Negate the sugya of the summon. So the question is why we have a summon for the Shami Yisrael. When does Shami Yisrael leave? You make abdol or when your Shabbos ends? When exactly is it going away? So interesting, the Prima Gadam Ish Lavam Sukkot Aleph, you want to tie we make Abdullah, even though it's earlier, Hashem leaves. You might say, make a bar, we name his son. Mashenk is the Prima Gadam Ish Lavam, he says, the Chorah maybe leaves later. He said, make a bracha b'samba twice. Once when make Abdullah, once after this man. Akhtar Ashlishi, the guys of the Kenneth Allah have been down, said, not to make it the first time, only make it the second time. Maisa, what comes out, Avada, when the person makes a dollar, I'll make him a dollar for my son or my daughter. Avada, they allow to smell it. Should they make the bracha later on? Yeah, why not? That's one of the better things you'll do, make a bracha and smell the basam over here. So it comes out, the chur again, the yitza dollar, that's clear, number one. Number two is they can eat. Number three, they get there, and basamim, the chur, basam, Avada, the mad, you can go do it later, it comes, never after basamim.
If you're not going to keep making
I'm not sure if it is or not. The Pirgon says maybe it is. And to go tell them it's a hefsek, it'll lead to another issue. Let's say they think it's not a hefsek. So the loch is it's not makiv. I mean, you tell the loch that comes up with Zion is you go tell a person the salt, and you realize salt's right there, it's not makiv. You tell the person beforehand that you're not supposed to say omen, and now they say omen, it's more of an issue, because now maybe it is makiv. So I'd rather not tell them not to say omen, people naturally say it. The gate also like Shachianu Balaliyantiv. Don't tell the wife not to say Omein by the Shachianu. It only leads to the problems. Even if they're not supposed to say Omein, the still did not lose out the Kiddush over here. If you're not saying Omein, they're supposed to say Machalikis. Why get involved in the problem over here? Leave it as is. I think the gate of some also, Kenzai, Yishlot, my sorry, rather than leave it as is, don't tell them not to say Omein over here. Maybe you're a Tamil Chacham will know not to. Otherwise, I'm not a Tamil person. No, I'm Mitha. I'm Mitha Bracha Shrikho.
No. Them later. It's
come to the summer. No, they're not make the summer anytime. They can make the summer Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You can make any buff, whatever you want.
Yeah,
the Luger is mine.
It's come to
summer. Yeah, they're not. They're having a half second. I'm going to get 40. They're going to be 72. They're going to get 22. They're going to be what? They're good for their girlfriend. They're allowed to eat. Are they yoitza? Without a coffin? No, we can pass and we say we are yoitza. We are yoitza. So the Aish is, again, I think is, if you only mark for the rice, not for the abundance, I hear why, and I've seen this far, I'm not finding that way, then I thought I wouldn't make a bracha of the Aish. If you mark it even to the abundance, the first time I'll make a bracha again. Well, both have the Shuma and the Chalikyod, they get to, his case, Zakenim, when they, let's say they have to go sleep early. The question is to make Abdullah from Plagin onwards, make Abdullah Sunday morning. Sunday morning, they'll eat B'Shas Adchad. What's the better thing? The Ulam likes taking the Sugya of you should negate the kids who go to sleep early. Mechir Abdullah is the Sugya of a Chinach, let's say they're 10 years old. Should they do Abdullah from Plagin onwards, or do it Sunday morning? The Maisa, I know it's Ruchel and Achronim, the Maisa Achronim want to say kids should make Abdullah either Sunday morning, I can say, as far as I see, so Gubon goes not that way. He says they're not going to be up much of Shabbos and no Chiyuv Abdullah at all. And numerous houses, Maisa, negated kids who are under the age of Bar Mitzvah, they're not up by Abdullah, do not worry about it. Why? That he said of Chinuch Shiboy is when they're in the pasture, when they're up to be there. to me, that's not a Pasha Chinuch anymore. The Kabbalists have those disagree. As far as I see, that's the one I'm supposed to go do over here. So when again, it's question again, it's a kingdom. They go to sleep early. What do you go do? So I've always said, the Maestro, this idea of Pagan onwards, it's an Om Shas Chak, Om Biyachid. He says, what's the Chashash over here? Why is it being Mach before? Because one of his reasons is, besides the other two older Abim, he says also because it might lead to Kesem Malacha. He says also, usually there's a Kenyan, they're a little bit older over here, that see Abdullah, they'll naturally go to Malacha. So he says, the Gami says, making the Abdullah on Sunday is also Om Shas Chak, not the correct thing. So that I'd rather not make Abdullah Pagan onwards, rather there's a Kenyan should make Abdullah Sunday morning. Like the Mishmuel's second Chashash, of after Abdullah, people think Malacha is Mutter. That seems to be, especially when you get older, you don't think about it, it naturally happens that way. You should more worry about that, make Abdullah Sunday morning. Fine, the Medesh Hashem, now we'll sign the Sukkah of Abdullah. Let's talk about that.